ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone. It is December 25th, and this is our 25th episode, which is very suiting. And for this episode, we are going to talk about just that, the holiday that has not really become a holiday anymore, more of a consumerism, materialism, consumption, stressful, hectic, basically everything that it's not or designed that it was supposed to be. We're going to kind of go into this and really take a look at why people do what they do over the holidays and the ways to kind of maybe pivot away from these mainstream media propaganda established, I guess, ideas of what the Christmas season should be like, and go back to the roots of what it really should be like. What was the Sabbath? You know, I'm Catholic myself. I don't ever preach or push my beliefs on anyone. But I was in church today, and I was reading this passage that really kind of made me think about how far we've come and strayed from the original concept of what Christmas really is. So if you're Muslim, Jewish, Christian, atheist, anything else above or under the sun, doesn't really matter. But I think that the real message I'm saying here is to look at what our holidays really meant for. And they've become this crazy stressful experience for most people, filled with family drama or feuds, and just everything that's not supposed to be part of the holidays has become the holiday. So I hope you enjoy this. Share it if you think it's relevant. And I've got some really, really big shows coming up in the new year. We've got 25 episodes in the book, and I've got about 35 episodes recorded already to release. So get ready. It's going to be a fantastic 2019 with some stellar guests. Thanks so much. I just want to say to everyone that's tuned in, that's shared, supported this show, we're just getting started, y'all. This is going to become a much more, it already has attracted a lot more people than I expected. So really, really appreciate you tuning in and leaving iTunes comments, ratings, sharing this with people, checking out, subscribing to the YouTube channel, all that doesn't go unnoticed. So I really appreciate it. And without further ado, Merry Christmas. Be safe out there. Enjoy your time with family, and let's get it. What's up, everyone? Merry Christmas. Before we get into the content for today's episode, I just want to take a moment here and just kind of reach out and say hello. Merry Christmas, wherever you are in the world, family, friends, acquaintances, everyone. I hope that you're enjoying the holiday season, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about here. Before we get into that, I just really want to say thank you for everyone that's been tuning into this podcast. It's on like episode 25 or 26 here, and this has been like the funnest project I've really ever done. I've gotten so much joy and fulfillment out of just connecting with a lot of really interesting and inspiring people that have just really shared a lot of personal stories and things that they've experienced and gone through, and I've really, really enjoyed it. So if you've tuned in and checked any out, if this is your first one, I appreciate you're here. But in 2019, I've already got about 35 other episodes pre-recorded with absolutely amazing, amazing guests, like superstars. So really ramping up to deliver a lot of value and content, a lot of content coming out in the new year. So it's been phenomenal, and I really appreciate all the support. And especially those of you who have shared this or left a review on iTunes or subscribed to the YouTube channel, thanks so much. Like I really appreciate that and take notice of it. So lots of love to you. So getting into today's topic, I'm 97% sure it's going to offend and trigger some of you, but I'm 100% sure that I don't care, because I think it's a really important message. And what we're being bombarded with through the mainstream media is just stuff that really causes a lot of stress and discomfort and just unnecessary trials and tribulations for people around the holidays. And today's Christmas here, and I just want to share something with you that if you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, tired, burnt out, anxious, broke from buying gifts for everyone, that's not what this is all about at all. Like, Christmas is supposed to be a time to just relax and kick back and just be with friends and family. And it's totally become a commercial holiday that is anything but that. You know, I was just talking to my dad, both my parents actually, and they live in a city that has the biggest shopping mall in North America called West Edmonton Mall. And this place is a madhouse on a regular day. On today, or yesterday and tomorrow, the day before Christmas and Boxing Day, the day after Christmas, it's absolutely freaking mayhem. And it just got me thinking, like, why has Christmas become this commercial present giving holiday where people are stressed out, traveling, family feuds, and just like unhealthy living during this time that's supposed to be like the most wholesome and healthy. And it was interesting because I was at church today. It's like, you know, Christmas Day. I went to 11 at morning mass. And I want to read you something that just totally blew me away. That I go to a Korean mass and I don't know what they're saying. So I actually just bring my Bible and I just read it myself and go up to take communion. So I just read this one paragraph today that talking about the season of rest, it's insane what happened, what used to happen back in the day. So I'm just going to read you this little glimpse of it, just to kind of show you how important taking time for yourself is and not to get caught up in all of this mayhem that becomes the holiday season. So it says, one day while the people of Israel were in the wilderness, one of them was caught gathering wood on the Sabbath day. So the Sabbath day was like the holy day where the Israeli Jewish people just weren't allowed to do anything. So it was from like Friday night sunset until like Saturday night sunset. So like for like 24 hours, you weren't supposed to do any work at all like that. When I was in Israel, people like the Orthodox Jews, they actually still don't even like turn on a light or use electricity or cook anything on that day. Like all the shops are closed, the streets are empty, and people are just like at home with their family, kicking it, chilling, like just straight up not doing anything. And so what happened was this one Israeli was caught gathering wood on this holy day, this day of rest. And then it says he was arrested and taken before Moses and the other judges. They jailed him until they could find out the Lord's mind concerning him. The Lord said to Moses, "The man must die. All the people shall stone him to death outside the camp." So they took him outside the camp and killed him, and as the Lord had commanded. Think of that. The guy was gathering sticks, probably to start a fire to feed his family, and he was stoned to death. Stoned to death. Imagine being stoned to death. That's like the most gruesome way to go, I can imagine, for just not relaxing on the holy day. So just imagine how pissed God was for that, and how pissed he would be for people that are living the way they're living now on the ultimate day of rest, which is Christmas. It's just supposed to be family, friends, gathering. And I know for a fact, my friend from Japan was visiting here this past weekend, and she had to go back to Tokyo because she works today. She works on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve. And my doctor friend here in Korea is also working now today. And there's a lot of people in a lot of countries that are just in this mindset of just produce, productivity, profit, and for what? What's the point of all this stuff if you can never just take time to just sit back and be with the ones you love, the people you care about, your friends, family, your own mental health? And talking about mental health, I think there's a reason why countries like Japan and Korea have the highest suicide rates in the world, because they don't have time for themselves. They don't have time for their families. They don't have time for breathing, right? Just being or unplugging from the rat race. They're constantly on this hammock wheel, and they've got the highest suicide rates in the world because they're disconnected. Plain and simple. Are they prosperous? Yeah. Are there a lot of rich people in Japan, Tokyo? Of course. But at what expense? At what expense? So I want you to think about, at what expense are you living your holiday season? Are you stressed out? Are you even taking time to acknowledge or check in with your spiritual side? Do you go to Mass? Do you celebrate Christmas? And that's a whole other thing where people can't even say Christmas anymore. It's like Happy Holidays. Like how twisted has it become where what, you know, today is 2018 is God's birthday, you know? That's how old he is. So I think that we really have to reevaluate things. And if you want to really take this a step deeper, there's a couple YouTube videos about how society has kind of gone down this path. What was the name of that one? I can't remember the name of it, but I watched it like last month, and it talked about how consumerism became a thing. And it was like a social experiment that Sigmund Freud's cousin. So there's Freud. Everyone knows Freud. He's like this popular, you know, thinker and philosopher and scientist throughout the ages. But actually his nephew, nephew was the guy behind the scenes to actually create all these mass marketing ads for people to desire products and services. And he was the guy that basically invented the shopping mall. It's a phenomenally like interesting documentary about how society has really became positioned to look at consumption of gifts, of money, of partners, of attention, of celebrities, of everything. It was so interesting. And I'll just leave you with one thing. One thought that he had was, why do only men smoke? So he ran a marketing campaign to hire all the most beautiful women at this time in like the 1940s and have them all march in the big New York parade. Like, I think it was actually a Christmas parade or maybe Thanksgiving or something, but they had a big parade. And then at the end of the parade, at one specific moment, all the women were told to take out a cigarette, light it up, and start smoking. And since then, all the photographers capture that image, and there's TV, and there's just all this media around it, and then that just spread throughout the whole country. And then like the next few months, cigarette sales just went nuts for women smokers. Just that one little thing triggered this whole new movement of women smokers. And you're probably wondering, what does that have to do with Christmas? Well, it has to do with the mentality of people that always want to be getting more, consuming more, and really not taking a step back to say, well, will this really make me happy, or what do I really want? And all these kids out there that want presents from their families, what these kids only really want is your attention. All they really want is to know that their mother and father loves them. But the way that we're conditioned now to show love and show appreciation and show caring is, here's a Nintendo, here's a new car, here's a diamond ring, here's a new sweater. All this stuff that is a barrier to what really matters to people, and that's connection, communication, caring, compassion, love, and just being there for each other. And that's the thing about the holidays. I think people are so caught up in all the details of it, they don't even realize what it's really all about. So just check in with yourself. What do holidays mean for you? Are you busy running around shopping and trying to get all this useless stuff, trying to impress people that all they want to do is just hang out with you and they don't need all this stuff? Or are you really self-aware enough to take a step back and be like, well, I'm not going to play this game anymore. I'm going to do something else that will make me happy. Like maybe, I don't know, whatever that is for you. For me, it's definitely not partaking in this whole mainstream holiday season of materialism and consumption. I'm going to have another episode coming out about minimalism, because I'm really pretty heavy into that the last few years. And I'm also going to have a some really heavy, hardcore, intense, like super intense episodes coming out all about family dynamics and family relationships and how toxic and just basically screwed up most people are because of this new realm of what society has created. So it's gonna really cut deep, I think, a lot of people, but it's a message that I think needs to be shared, especially over the holidays. For example, I'll give you one tip of what's gonna be coming soon, is I connected with a woman who's been searching for her biological father for her whole life. And we did this talk about what that was like, not having a father figure, and her search for half of her biology, not knowing what her family dynamics or genetics are. We've got another talk coming up with a father who has been systematically cut out of his child's life through the court. His video has over almost 2 million views, like 1.5 million views. It's phenomenal. So there's a lot of content I'm going to be putting out that try to make people think and question why things are the way they are. Peace. Sorry to be kind of dark or philosophical on this holiday of festivities, but, you know, it's good to look at both sides of the equation and why things are the way they are and question. Love you. Thank you for tuning in. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and see you in the next show. Wasn't that awesome? I told you it was going to be a great episode. Thanks so much for tuning in till the end. We really, really appreciate it. Go ahead, share this out. Hit somebody up that will really benefit from it. Share this. Subscribe. Go ahead. Also, like I said in the beginning, if you would like a one-on-one conversation with me, email me QuentinCarlin@gmail.com or fill out the calendar link to schedule in a call. And before you forget, go over to iTunes right now, leave a 5-star review and an honest comment. What do you think of the show? What do you think of the interviews, the content? Really appreciate it. Go out there, make a great day. See you on the next episode coming this week. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.